Would you turn with me to the book of Numbers, the 13th chapter of the book of Numbers? This book of Numbers could really be an extension of Exodus regarding the travels of Israel in their journey to the promised land. Pardon me. Numbers was written really to tell why Israel did not enter the promised land immediately after leaving Mount Sinai. And it illustrates God's requirement of faith for his people. And Lord, I pray that we learn the Holy Spirit deal with us this morning in this 13th chapter. I'm going to go to it in just a moment. The primary message of Numbers is pretty clear. God's people progressed, forward only by trusting him and his promises and by obeying his word. We see that throughout, and if you read on in Joshua, you see the same pattern that takes place. Although they passed through the wilderness for a season, God never intended them to be there for 40 years. It was because of their unbelief and their disobedience that they ended up staying in the wilderness for these 40 years. And the failure at Kadesh Barnea is what we're going to read about in just a few scriptures. But for us to believe and to trust his promises. In the 26th verse, if you'll go with me, 13th chapter, the 26th verse, and proceeding. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and shewed them the fruit of the land. Now here they had sent out the spies. They wanted to send out spies, and they took 12 men, one from each tribe. And they sent out these 12 men to survey the land and to find out about the cities and the people and the crops and all that was there. And here the spies come back in this verse that we're reading. In the 27th verse, and they told him and said, "We came into the land, unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it flowed with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said," and this is the verse that is impressing me this morning, as we were praying yesterday in the prayer meeting, this verse came before me so forcibly. He said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, "The land through which we have gone to search it, it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the son of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our sight as grasshoppers, and so were we in their sight." And I want to pause here for a moment. The second voice, the 10, said, everything flowed in milk and honey, and everything's beautiful, but The cities are walled, and the people are like giants, and we are like grasshoppers, and we can't. They wanted to turn around. I want to go into the 14th chapter. Would you go with me for just a moment? And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in this wilderness? And wherefore hath the Lord brought us into this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? And they said one to another, let us make a captain and let us return unto Egypt. And Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. And Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. And I want to stop the reading right there. It speaks to our faith and how we are in this life. Now, the Lord was sorely disappointed with the Israelites at this point. In fact, he, because of their unbelief, he said, this generation, that's why they stayed 40 years in the wilderness until this whole generation died out and a whole new generation came up. He swore they would not enter into the promised land because of their unbelief. But I love what Caleb and Joshua said, if the Lord delight in us, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. The second voice, God's put something on our heart to believe, to trust him for what we want to see. Whether it's a healing, whether it's for our children to return to the house of God, whether it's for a husband, a wife, a loved one, someone to come back to God. To reach out to someone in faith. And sometimes we hesitate and we analyze and we say, I don't know how they'll receive it. They won't, maybe I'll offend them or whatever the case may be. And sometimes we have to be just like children in childlike faith. I think of the example of my granddaughter Mila. Last Sunday at the end of we celebrated the end of VBS Sunday morning, and a neighbor of my son, Matt, his name is Matt also, came and attended the service and was there in the back for the celebration. And her name is Autumn, a little girl, Mila's friend. And after the service, they were talking, and Matt, my son's neighbor, Matt, said, I like the service. And Mila says, well, why don't you come to church with us? Perhaps I would have said, well, I don't want to say that. I said, well, we're glad to have you. I don't want to put pressure, but a simple child. And you probably, some of you grandparents know the same, you have similar experiences with your grandchildren or moms and dads with your own children. They're so open, so free to talk. This generation impresses me. When I was growing up as a kid, all I would say, I was a Protestant. I didn't say Pentecostal. You know, I didn't say any of that. I didn't talk about the Holy Ghost. I was not ashamed, but I was timid. But these children today are more open with their faith. And I say, Lord, help us. Help us, Lord, to be like these children. Praise God that we, in faith, step out. We are well able to overcome it. Praise God. How could he say that? Because of the promises of God that he saw. Because of his faith in Christ Jesus. Lord, help us to build our faith this morning. Praise God. Oh, I think of the Israelites saw the Red Sea parted. And they saw the Jordan River parted, that they passed over, and they passed through the Red Sea. They passed over Jordan. And they saw the water out of the rock, and they saw the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. They saw those things. But it's, you know, I think of that song that these secular songs come to me with spiritual meaning. Shania Twain sings, "That don't impress me much." After a period of time, it didn't impress them. Oh yeah, well, I saw it, yeah, but now we're here. And look where we are. It's impossible. Look what's in front of us. The cities are walled. My husband will never come back. My daughter doesn't want to hear about church. My family don't want to talk about religion. Don't talk about it. Look where we are. And I think, Lord, can I speak to the baptized a moment? I have said in the past, that I look at, read these things in the Word of God and believe them and think of how marvelous, how monumental these miracles were. The waters parted, the sea parted, the Jordan River parted, and what they saw. But do you realize we have seen and experienced something greater? Amen? We have read in the Word about the Holy Ghost baptism. We have read the promises. We have heard what Jesus said through the reading of the Word. He says, "I'll fill you, I'll empower you." And we have experienced it. The third person of the Trinity lives within us. Oh, hallelujah. I don't need to remember about the waters parted. Every day I have the Comforter with me. Praise God, who reminds me I belong to Him. Yes. He is alive. We sing that song, "Remind Me," and it's not one of my favorite. I'm sorry. I hope I don't offend anyone. It's not one of my favorite songs. Because I believe if we've got the Holy Ghost and we're living in the Spirit and we're walking in the Spirit, every day I'm reminded of what the Lord means to me and what He's done. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Lord, increase our faith this morning. Help us, Lord, what we have received. It is no small thing. We were once lost and undone. We didn't know God. I don't care if we were born in the church. We didn't have a relationship. You weren't born with a relationship with Jesus. That had to come later. And when God works, praise God. Oh, He opens our heart. And we begin to feel and understand there's something bigger than us. We're lost and undone. We needed saving. Oh, we were headed for hell. Born in sin. Oh, but one day Jesus came, praise God, and paid the price of your sin and my sin on the cross and shed His blood that you and I might be reconciled back to the Father. Oh, glory to His name. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, help us. Help us in our faith. It's about faith. You know, we're born blinded to what God has in store for us. And it takes an act of faith to accept, in order to experience what God already knows for us to be true. He's called you. You didn't get here by accident. He's called you into His marvelous light. He's waiting on some of you. Some of you haven't surrendered just yet. You're thinking about it. The Lord's working and the proofs are mounting up and the Spirit of God is working on your heart and it's getting to a time when you got to make a decision. And you got to say, Brother Ron, brothers, I'm all in. I don't have my feet on both sides of the fence. I'm all in. Amen. I want everything that God has for me. Praise the Lord. Oh, glory to his name. And you know, in the Hebrews 11th chapter, it talks about the heroes of faith. And if you'll notice, not everything happened right away. Things took time. It's not instantaneous. When we pray, it's not instantaneous. Most of the time, it's not. Most of the time, we're waiting, we're trusting, we're believing. God is trying us. God is maturing us. The Holy Spirit is working in us. It's not that our continued prayers is trying to convince God that he ought to answer this prayer. That's not what's happening. God already knows he wants to answer that prayer. And what's happening is God is dealing with our hearts. And we're becoming mellowed and we're searching our hearts and saying, Lord, help me to be where you want me to be. I want that deeper relationship with you, praise God. And the Holy Spirit begins to move on us. Oh, praise God. In chapter 11, he says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. In Hebrews, you don't have to turn to it. For the evidence of things not yet seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. People struggle with creationism. Brother Brian gave me a book some time ago. You got to have more faith to be an atheist and believe in the Big Bang Theory than you need to believe in creationism. Oh God, help us. Help us this morning that our faith grow. In 2 Peter, he writes, according as his divine power, the Holy Spirit, parentheses, hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. We have been well-resourced. The Holy Spirit has given us all things that we need. God says, walk the holy walk. Walk the life. Live it. Be a testimony. Be my example. And he gave us the power to be able to accomplish that. What kind of God would he be? Well, this is how I expect you to live. But good luck. No, he gave us the Holy Spirit. A precious power. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Power to live the life. Well, I got a pretty strong constitution and I'm mentally tough and I can fight the battle and I can hold on. Well, can you? You think so? You think you're more powerful than Satan? You think the enemy can't overcome you? He will chew you up and spit you out. Don't underestimate the power of the enemy. But we have, praise God, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Who will stand before us? Who will protect us? Who will bring us all the way to glory? Hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name. I like what Paul, or what John wrote in Revelation to the church at Philadelphia. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength. That I think I qualify for that, and you do too, amen. A little strength. I'm not saying I'm really strong. I got a little faith, praise God, little strength. And thou hast kept my word and hast not denied my name. I have set before you an open door. The door is open. Walk into his blessings. Appropriate the victory. Let us go up at once and possess it, because we are well able to overcome it. How can he say that? Because the Lord is on our side. The Lord has spoken it, praise God. In Romans, Paul writes, "Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." Oh, hallelujah. We are more than conquerors. Over and above, more than conquerors. Through what? Through our strength, through our ability? No, through Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, help us this morning. Let me find this song real quick. I'm going to close. Brother and sister, you may feel a bit discouraged because of the prolonged trial at times. You know what? Sometimes I feel like this life is becoming a prolonged trial. Don't you feel like that? Everything is a battle every day. It seems like there's battles going on. We're like Israel. They had wars going on every front. It's a battle. But praise God. It says, he giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labors increase. To added affliction, he addeth his mercy. To multiplied trials, his multiplied peace. We heard about peace this morning. His love has no limit. His grace has no measure. His power has no boundaries known unto man. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and he giveth and he giveth again. Oh, doesn't that thrill your soul? Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. When we have exhausted our store of endurance, when our strength has failed, ere the day is half done, when we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's full giving is only begun. Oh, aren't you glad for that this morning? I'll give you another comforter, Paraclete, one called alongside to help. When your knees are buckling, when your knees are weak, when you're about to ready to lay down because you can't go on anymore, the Holy Spirit power will get a hold of you and grab you and hold you up and keep you walking forward. Praise the Lord. His love has no limit, his grace no measure. His power has no boundaries known unto man. Oh, Lord, if we could get that right here, if we could get that in our hearts, praise God. Praise God. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and he giveth and he giveth again. When the enemy says test results are coming back negative, rebuke him. Fear is a liar. The devil is a liar. Amen? He's a liar. Isn't it easier to believe for the negative? Isn't it easy just to believe that things are going to go not the right way? That, Lord, I'm praying for this, but it's so much easier to believe that it's going to come back bad. My family is going to be lost. My daughters, my son, my husband, my wife, whoever it is, nothing's going to change. In fact, it seems like they're moving away from God even further than they were before. You see, we talked about it before. It is a walk by faith, not sight. Not sight. It's a walk by faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. And we got to blind ourselves to what we see. Kath and I talk about our family. My granddaughters are not here. My daughter-in-law is not here. I wish my son were more fervent. I don't mean that as a criticism. I'm saying, Lord, I'm just believing. I'm just believing. Who am I? I'm no one. I'm just believing. I'm believing in you, the one who made the promise, the one who said, all power is given unto me. The one who can move the mountains. The one who can calm the sea. The one who can speak peace. Glory to his name. Glory to his name this morning. Oh Lord. Oh Lord, help us this morning. Help us. I pray the Lord encourage you this morning. I just feel the Holy Spirit is trying to tell the church, church, don't sell me short. Church, what have I shown you? I've given you the Holy Ghost, amen? Some of you aren't baptized yet. You're praying for it. You're thinking about it. You've seen maybe someone baptized with the Holy Ghost. That's wonderful. But oh, when he comes in and takes up residence within your heart, you can't put it in words. The Spirit witnesses with our spirit. We belong to him. Oh, there is no greater satisfaction. There's no greater peace. No greater joy than that, my brother and sister. Well, the pastor says I'm good shape. The pastor, you know, like the pastor saying, well, I'm okay. You're going to heaven. Don't rely on what the pastor says. Not that we're going to tell you lies, but don't. You want that confirmation in your heart. Lord, give us the faith this morning to believe. Whatever you're praying for this morning, God is able. Brother Steve quoted that song again, and we heard it from Lisa too. We don't know it. It's a different song, but it says, more than able. He is more than able. Who am I to deny what God can do? He's more than able. Oh, Lord, you're more than able. You're more than enough. Praise God, Jehovah Jireh, my provider. I love we belong to him this morning, don't you? Oh, praise the Lord. He surrounds his people. We sing that song, Surround Me, O Lord. He surrounds his people with love and compassion. And even when we stray out of the way at times, which we do, come on, let's be honest, which we do, we stray away. We our mind gets far away from God sometimes. He takes that Holy Ghost lasso and just kind of, come on back. Come on back. No, you're not going to get off the radar screen. No, you're not going to disappear from God's radar. You're marked. I love that. I love being marked. Amen. Praise God. Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. May the Lord encourage you this morning. May his name be praised. Amen. Do we have a song?